This is Rosangel Perez. Please forgive my voice. I have been healing from laryngitis. Okay, this is a statement from Assemblymember Michael Riley regarding the temporary migrant shelter at James Madison High School in Brooklyn. So, mi gente, yesterday there was a projected bad storm in New York City, in Brooklyn. We have migrants that are staying at a makeshift tent shelter, and because of the high wind projection, they were all moved for their safety and relocated. Where were they relocated? They were relocated to a public school called James Madison High School in Brooklyn. So the statement that I'm about to read to you is from Assemblymember Michael Riley. For more than a year, I and Common Sense colleagues from around New York City have been outspoken about the placement of temporary migrant shelters in our communities and within our public schools. We stressed with great concern the impact that these types of facilities would have on public safety and quality of life. We were called conspiracy theorists for even suggesting the possibility that tax-paying New Yorkers would be displaced to make room for those that are here illegally. With news today that students attending James Madison High School in Brooklyn would be forced to go remote so that their school could be used as a temporary shelter for the many migrants, which are 1,900 migrants that I am saying are here illegally. This is me saying Rose Angel, not the document, that have been kept at Floyd Bennett Field, and we have officially crossed that threshold. City officials are now setting a dangerous precedent for the future of the crisis, opening public institutions that are supposed to be among the safest places for our youth to an illegal and largely unknown migrant population. New Yorkers have hearts. Indeed, we are compassionate and supportive, but there is no New Yorker who I have spoken to that believes that this is a solution. The fiercest city officials can throw their hands into the air, but New Yorkers will not settle with this solution to a problem they never agreed to shoulder. All right, mi gente, so we got a problem. New York City is a sanctuary city. Currently, there are, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's 16,000 illegal migrants that are being housed in hotels, and they've run out of room. Who's paying for these hotels? The New York City taxpayer is. Yeah, so look, this is not about left or right politics. We have a city to save. We have children to look out for. And we have people that are unvetted that we don't know about. Look, most of these people may be the most beautiful humans in the planet, but they are unvetted. They're crossing the border illegally, and crossing the border illegally is a crime. So not only are we dealing with a national crisis, we're dealing with a financial crisis, and having a Pollyanna attitude is not the solution. Please forgive my voice. This is Rosangel Perez of Cafecito Break. Thank you for listening. Please stay connected with us. Follow Cafecito Break on all platforms. Thank you.